You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with David Sturt, author of the New York Times bestseller, Great Work, How to Make a Difference People Love, and executive vice president of the O.C. Cantor Institute that is committed to researching and sharing insights that help organizations inspire and appreciate great work. David, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm delighted to join with you.
Thanks for taking a moment to be with us today. So first of all, what is great work and how do you know when you've done something great?
Well, I think the definition that we love to use is that great work makes a difference that others love. It's really looking through the eyes of the person who's the recipient of the work. And it's something that delights. It's something that's usually innovative. It's something that ultimately causes them to say, wow, this made a difference to me. We all have regular work or good work that is usually the stuff on our job description, and it's the expected work. But great work is unexpected. It creates additional or new value.
Well said. And entrepreneurs need to do or have something that people love. Are there things that an entrepreneur can do to really make a difference that people will actually love?
That's a great question. Absolutely. We did a ton of research on this, and we found there were five actions, five activities, things that people do that contribute toward their making a difference. And I'll just buzz through them. The first is asking the right question, really focusing on what is it that somebody would love here, taking the time to pause and think about what could really make a difference for this person or this market or this particular set of customers. So that's the first one. Now, the second one is around going and actually seeing things for yourself, going and looking at how your work or product or service is actually being received, and watching that and looking, sort of taking a laser look at that, and inevitably, by doing so, people see opportunities for making improvements, they see gaps, they see possibilities when they actually go and look. And so often we tend to spend time sitting in our own desks or in our own offices too much of the time. And when you keep looking at the same things the same way, you're not going to see new opportunities to make differences that people love. So seeing for yourself is powerful. Another one is going out and actually talking to people that you're not usually talking to. We call this talking to your outer circle. You know, we tend as human beings to talk to our inner circle, those people we're comfortable with, people we work with, and that's where we're spending most of our time and most of our conversations. But what we found is that when people go outside that inner circle and talk to people that maybe they don't even know, or maybe people they know but they haven't really sought out their thoughts and ideas about how to do something better, differently, things that really create new value. So that's the third one. The fourth one is really around what we call improve the mix, and that is every product, every service is made up of elements, of components, and what we've seen that difference makers do, and particularly this is true with entrepreneurs, is they find some new element to add to the mix, some new ingredient, some new thing that really wasn't part of the mix before, that they add to it that just makes all the difference, that causes people to just love it. Or maybe they've removed something, they've taken something out of the existing product mix that now increases its value. And so we've just found that's really the heart of how people innovate, is by adding or removing things that increase the value of their products and services. You rarely ever start with a blank sheet of paper. It's improving the mix that's how the innovation happens. And the fifth thing that I found that people do that make differences are they stay with it. They see it all the way through until a difference is made, not just when they think they're done with the job or when they've shipped the product but they actually follow that and find out, what did they love about it? What didn't they love about it? And that presents a beautiful opportunity to go in and make a new difference that wasn't made before. So those are just five things that we saw out of our research that tend to really be the building blocks of innovation, and particularly for entrepreneurs.
These skills seem pretty obvious. Where does this information come from, and is one really likely to have more success if they adopt these skills?
Sure. You know, this came from a huge body of research that we conducted. We looked at 10,000 examples of people who had actually been given an award for the difference that they made, for having gone above and beyond, having really delivered some impact that was above what was expected. So we looked through these 10,000 examples of award-winning work, and we analyzed them for what were they actually doing and how did they do it. And we actually read through and coded all of that and then ran all these statistical analyses against that coded data and saw that these activities, these actions that people take, have a 2, 3, 4, 5 times cumulatively effect, 10 times impact on their ability to produce differences that people love. So that was one of the research studies. We also went out with a huge study with Forbes, where we looked at work through the lens of the doer of the work, the supervisor of the work, the beneficiary of the work, and analyzed what was actually happening and what was sort of those building blocks of great work, and then what were the building blocks of lousy work. And we, sure enough, we saw, when you look at lousy work, you see the absence of these five things that we saw that are always there when it comes to great work. So we did an enormous amount of research that led to this book and ultimately to these research findings.
Excellent information. Today we are joined by David Sturt, author of the New York Times bestseller Great Work, How to Make a Difference People Love, and executive vice president of the O.C. Tanner Institute, that is committed to researching and sharing insights that help organizations inspire and appreciate great work, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. David, can you give us an example of how someone used one of these skills to produce great work?
Sure. We had tons and tons of them. I'll give you a quick example of a situation where somebody had an outer circle conversation in a place that was completely unexpected. There were some surgeons at a children's hospital in London that were struggling with a huge problem where they had lost some patients. Some patients had actually died during the critical handoff between the operating room and the intensive care unit following this intensive heart surgery. And during the course of this, they were trying to find a solution, and they couldn't seem to find the solution. Well, one of the doctors happened to be watching a Formula One car race, and they noticed during the car race the effectiveness and efficiency of the pit crew, as they would quickly rip the wheels off, put new wheels on, gas the car back up, and get it out on the road in 6.8 seconds. And it blew the doctor's mind. And he thought, I wonder if we had a conversation with the head of the pit crew, if they might have some thoughts that could help us solve this critical issue in post-surgery. And he actually reached out. He called the head of the Ferrari pit crew in Italy and had a conversation with him, which led to subsequent conversations, which then the pit crew had some fascinating thoughts about how to actually optimize that. And they ended up reducing errors and quality by over 50%, because a doctor had an outer circle conversation with a member of a pit crew who knew nothing about surgery. So that's an example of the power of outer circle conversations impacting and doing work and driving results that people love.
Lastly, which skill is your personal favorite and why?
You know, mine is that talking to your outer circle. I don't think we do it nearly enough. And I think the reason why it's my favorite is because it's so productive. The ability to go and talk to somebody who may not know about your same discipline or doesn't have your same background or your same life experiences or share the same view that you see the world, conversations with those people always provoke fresh thinking, new ideas. And those new ideas can become the very pieces of innovation that drive great work for you in your own job and in your own work. So I think that's why that's my favorite, and it's something that a lot of people worry about. They fear. Sometimes it holds them back from doing it because they think, oh, nobody will want to really talk to me about this. But they actually do. Think about times maybe where somebody's reached out to you and said, hey, I'm working on this thing. It's nothing to do with your industry. I just sought you out because I wanted your opinion on this. You're flattered. You're honored. And you give them your best thinking. And so I think we all collectively just need to overcome that nervousness maybe that keeps us from doing it. But we have thousands of examples of people who have had these kinds of conversations, and it's driven whole new thinking, whole new ideas. And that's, I think, why it's so powerful and why I love it so much.
Well, it certainly has been good to have spent some time with you, especially speaking about this topic. How about telling our listeners where they can find you online, purchase your book, and be in touch?
Sure. The book's available anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you can find books. In terms of where to find us on the web, you can go to greatwork.com and see some of the examples and the stories and videos of people we've interviewed. That's fascinating. Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at octanner.com, or excuse me, at octanner, or mine is David_Sturt. And so we'd love to hear from you. If you have stories or thoughts or ideas, we love sharing them. So bring them on.
Well, David, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Pleasure being with you.
The pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with David Sturt, author of the New York Times bestseller, Great Work, How to Make a Difference People Love, and executive vice president of the O.C. Tanner Institute that is committed to researching and sharing insights that help organizations inspire and appreciate great work. And once again, the website of reference is greatwork.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.